some of these people were in a very affected area on Grand Island, and one woman was telling me about how everyone on her street has some form of cancer.
Resident Jackie James Creedon has been leading the fight against Tonawanda Coke. For years, the company's smokestacks were pouring out high rates of benzene and other toxins.
What happened, because they didn't have these baffles in their quench tower, is all that soot from the process went in the air, and either people were breathing it in or deposited on the surface soil.
Many residents claim they've suffered illness from the pollution. Those stories could be key in influencing the judge on sentencing day. Tonawanda Coke faces up to $220 million in fines. Western New York Congressman Brian Higgins says the judge would decide if those dollars stay right here in our community.
They should not go to Washington. They should not go to the bureaucracy. They should stay right here in this community to mitigate, to remediate the damage that has been done to this natural environment.
Anyone who may have suffered ill effects from Tonawanda Coke are encouraged to send an impact statement to the judge by July 1st. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.